Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Reish Pei Aleph, mitzvah 281. The Isser continuing relating to Truma. This is, if you're keeping track, number 19 out of 63 in Parshas Emor. The many mitzvahs in Parshas Emor and the different series that we're in. Now we just started the Truma series. We went from the Kohen to the Truma series. The first one was both, Kohen and Truma, but now we're in the Truma series and we continue with a related mitzvah to yesterday. Yesterday's mitzvah was Reish Pei 280. That was the Isser of a Zar, of a non-Kohen eating Truma. Related to that, we said that if a Kohen Yisrael is not allowed to eat truma, azar. If a Kohen, though, owns an Eved Kenani, that is called Kinyan Kaspo. It's his, it's owned by the Kohen, and therefore that Eved can eat truma, just like a Lahavdil, but just like a Kohen's son and daughter can eat truma, so to an Eved Kenani can eat truma. But we mentioned yesterday that we're going to talk about today that an Eved Ivri who retains his independence cannot eat truma. That is the halacha that the Chinuch already mentioned yesterday in Mitzvah Reish Pei. Eved Ivri shall Kohen ina ochel shaharei asra Torah schir olam v'schir shanim. What is that talking about? So that's today's mitzvah. Today's mitzvah is shalo yochal toshav Kohen v'sachir truma. A toshav and sachir of a Kohen cannot eat truma. Shalo yochal toshav Kohen v'schiro truma. A toshav, literally a resident and a worker of a Kohen cannot eat truma. Shene'emar toshav Kohen v'sachir lo yochal kodesh. But what does that mean in this context? Toshav and sachir. So if you look in Rashi, and according to Chazal, what does this mean? Toshavo shel Kohen usachiro. Ve'ezeu toshav. What is a toshav in this pasuk? Zenirtza shukani lo adayovel. That's talking about an Eved Ivri that had Ritzia done to his ear, and therefore he is staying with his Adon until Yovel. That's a toshav. A sachir is before that, a regular Eved Ivri that before he has Ritzia. And within the 6 years, that kanui kinyan shanim, shayotze b'sheish, he goes out with six, ba'akasa v'limetcha, says Rashi, the pasuk is teaching me, she'ein gufo kanui la'adonav le'echo b'trumaso. His guf is not nikne la'adonav to his master to eat his truma. That is Rashi. We mentioned a little bit yesterday, but I don't think I explained it fully, so I wanted to get back to it today. We mentioned, and we'll get back to this, that the Ramban, the Ritva, the Chachmei Sfarad all explain that the heter, that an Eved Ivri is allowed to marry a Shifcha Kananis, we've spoken about this a number of times in the Mitzvah Shir, is based on the fact that the Adon has a Kinyan Isser in the Eved. Because if he didn't have a Kinyan Isser, how could an Eved Ivri marry a basically non-Jewish woman, a Shifcha Kananis? How is that allowed? No matter what type of Eved Ivri, Machru, Bezem, Machru, Atma, how can he marry somebody who's half non-Jewish? Explains the Ramban, and the Ritva expands upon this in the first Perek in Kiddushin, that because there is a Kinyan Isser that the master has in his Evets, that's a status change. Because of that status change, that's what allows for an Eved Ivri to marry the Shifcha Kananis. And that's why the Ritva said fundamentally, I think we mentioned this a couple of days ago, fundamentally, maybe it was in the Daf Yomi, I don't remember, fundamentally, any Eved Ivri can marry a Shifcha Kananis. It's just that if he sells himself and it's not Machru Bezdin, so then he can't be forced to take another wife, take a Shifcha Kananis, it's only if he wants to. And if it's Machru Bezdin, he could be forced to. But fundamentally, they both have the heter. Being that, given that, Afal Pikin, we have what Rashi just said on this mitzvah, meaning that Kinyan Isser, even though it's strong enough to allow an Eved Ivri to marry Shifcha Kananis, it's not strong enough to allow an Eved Ivri of a Kohen to eat Truma. So it's interesting that you would think that Ishus is the highest level, the highest standard. But here we have it. An Eved Ivri of a Kohen cannot eat Truma. But if an Eved Ivri is of a but it's not an Eved Ivri, can marry a Shifcha Kananis. That's just interesting to put those two halachos together. Ishus versus Truma. So if you see here, Tosha of the Sachir in this pasuk, as we said, means Eved Ivri. If you remember back in Sefer Shmos, we also had Tosha of the Sachir. And just before I continue, I forgot. The Baal Turim here says, and you can work it out, Tosha of Kohen v'Sachir, the Torah says, Bigamatria, Ze Kanui Kinyan Olam V'Kanui Kinyan Shanim. You work it out, it works. Says the Balaturim, the Tur, Toshav V'Sachir is, Toshav Kohen V'Sachir is Gematria, Ze Kanui Kinyan Olam V'Kanui Kinyan Shanim. Someone who was acquired forever and for Kinyan Shanim. So you got the Tur works that out, that it's an allusion to the two halachas that are being referred to. But as we said, Toshav and Sakhir here mean a certain context. If you look back in Sefer Shmos, in Parshas Bo, in Yonah Diyoma, relating to Karen Pesach, Perak Yud Beis, Pasik Mem Hei, all the way at the end of the halachas of Karban Pesach, the pasuk says, Toshav v'sachir lo yochal bo. Same words. Toshav and Sachir cannot eat from the Karban Pesach. And there Rashi says, means something different. Toshav there means a ger toshav. A sachir means zehanachri. This is a non-Jew that's working for a Jew. He's not allowed to eat Karban Pesach. Isn't he an Arel anyway? Even if he has Mila. If he's not Jewish, he can't eat the Karban Pesach. So the same exact words in two different places in the Torah mean different things. But that's how Chazal understood it. Right? Sometimes you have the same exact words, the same exact phrases, but based on context, they understand it to mean different things. There's somewhat of a humorous story that's told in the name of Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim, it's quoted in Isha Meshitos in Reb Zevin Sefer on Reb Chaim. In my edition, it's on page 69, where we know Reb Chaim came up with the Brisker Derech and Sveidinim, and this is A and this is B, even though it says the same words, it means two different things in two different places. So there was somebody from the old time, the old school, that came to Reb Chaim, and he was very upset about this whole Derech. What are you doing, this new scientific method? And he met him at a wedding. So Reb Chaim says to him, you don't like the, I don't know exactly the exact conversation, but it was basically, a guy came and he was very upset that how could you say the same phrase means two different things in two different places. Reb Chaim says, you know what you need for a wedding? You need panim chadashos. Panim chadashos ba'olakan. You need new faces, people who weren't at the wedding, to have every Sheva Brachas. So are you going to tell me that instead of panim chadashos, two people who weren't at the wedding, you could bring ashes of Nosar? Because the Gemara and the Rishonim used the term panim chadashos ba'olakan. It's in a new state. Now it's ashes. Yesterday's Daf Yomi, the last Daf in Temura, discusses this. All the things that you have to burn, it achieves a new status once it's burned. And the language used by Rishonim is panim chadashos. So Reb Chaim says, don't bring two people, just bring a bunch of ashes. The guy's like, oh, come on. That's not the same panim chadashos. Says Reb Chaim, gotcha. Obviously, it's not the same panim chadashos. I agree with you. Just say that more. Just like here, there are two types of panim chadashos. So many times, you could have two elements, even though it says the same thing. On that same page, once we're here, Reb Zevin also quotes the story, I think that I've mentioned before, that somebody once met Reb Chaim, and maybe it's the opposite story. The first story was about somebody who totally rejected this derech, and the other one is somebody who went with it maybe a little too extreme. And he had a whole Torah, Chiddush Torah, and he said to Reb Chaim that, oh, is marriage something that happens only once in history? You get married, boom. Or does marriage replenish itself and renew itself every second? And every second there's a new Chalos Kiddushin for all 75 years that a couple's married. So he says, and he brought right, is that it's the second idea. So Reb Chaim turns to the guy and says, Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov. So he's getting married every second. So he was kind of like tongue-in-cheek saying that maybe it's not, you can't take my derech and put it wherever you want. Okay, anyway, but the point of my bringing this here is because you see, Tosha Besachir can be same words, but it can mean two different things in two different places. Good. One other ha'ara before we get to the next paragraph, and that is relating back to something the Minchas Chinuch said yesterday, a tremendous chiddush. And that is, there is a shiloh. So what are we saying? Toshav and a sachar of a kohen, an eved ivri of a kohen, cannot eat truma. They are considered a zar lagabi truma. That's this isser. The question is, and this is what the Minchas Chinuch asked and discussed in the last mitzvah, in mitzvah reish pei, in os chavav. See, discuss what happens if a toshav and a sachar of a kohen eat truma. Do they get Misa B'dei Shamayim? Meaning, there are three steps here. Step one is Azar is not allowed to eat Truma. Step two is that there's an exception to the rule. Kinyan Kaspo is allowed to eat Truma. That's an Eved Kenani. But then the Torah comes along conceptually and says, step three, an Eved Ivri is not Kinyan Kaspo and therefore cannot eat Truma. So how do we look at that? Is the Torah being Megala with this Pasuk that it's not an exception and therefore you're back to the original Halacha? And therefore, Toshav and Asachir and Eved Ivri is like a Zohar. And all the halachas of a Zohar apply. And therefore, it's going to be Asur Daraisa with a Misa B'dei Shamayim. Or do we say no? There was an exception to the rule to say it's mutter. So now when we say Eved Ivri doesn't have that heter, Eved Ivri is not called Kinyan Kasbo, they're not allowed to eat it. It's also, but it's not the same as it was originally. It's not like a regular czar. There's still a difference between them. This is the sugya known, it's from Beit Zadaf Yad Beis, called Ahadre Li Isur Kama. Once we say there's a rule, and then there's an exception to the rule, and now there's an exception to the rule, do we say that that second stage exception stays somewhat different from the rule? Or do we say no? Once the exception exists, then it goes back to the original. The Gemara there talks about a lack of heter ochel nefesh. We know you're allowed to cook on Yontif. And then sometimes, or let's say it's usher. It's usher to cook things generally, Shabbos, and if it's not ochel nefesh. The Torah goes out of its way to give you a heter ochel nefesh. Now, there are certain limits to the heter of ochel nefesh. Let's say you have shechting a carbon olah on Yontif, because that has nothing to do with, you can't eat it. So then the heter of ochel nefesh. So does that now go back to the original isser of a lack of ochel nefesh? Or is it different than the original category? That's a sugi that comes up in various places, but that's what's discussed here in the Minchas Chinuch. Do we say that if a toshav and a sacher of a kohen, if an eved ivri of a kohen eats shruma, is he chai misa b'dei shamayim? Says the Minchas Chinuch, it seems like yes. Because the Rambam's lashon, other lashon is harehu kizar. They're like zarim, so they're like zarim. So it's like yesterday's mitzvah, and therefore they would be chayim misa b'dei shamayim. That's what he says from the language of the Rambam and the Chinuch. But he says others that aren't so clear. He quotes the Mishnah Lamelech in his Sefer Parshas Drachim, and then he has a tremendous chiddush. The Efshar Lomar, he says there in Os Chavav, in the last mitzvah, the Efshar Lomar, he says maybe one could be mechalek between two types of eved ivri. The Gemara is mechalik between these two types in other areas, but says the Minchas Chinuch, a huge chiddush, the two types of Eved Ivri, Machruhu Bezdin and Machruhu Atzmo. If Bezdin sells you because you stole and you didn't have enough money, versus Machruhu Atzmo, you're poor, and therefore a person has to sell themselves. Suggests the Minchas Chinuch, when it comes, Vihine, in the middle of the middle lines, Mocher Atzmo, in Rabbi Lo Mocher Lo Shivcha Kananis, we know that if somebody sells themselves, a master cannot give a Shivcha Kananis without his consent, according to the Ritva. And others say, period. Rak machruhu bezdin. Ava machruhu bezdin, the yesh lo kinyan aguf v'kinyan ishas, hariyu kinyan kaspo. Machruhu bezdin suggests the Minchas Chinuch is fundamentally different, and therefore he says, maybe machruhu atzmo is independent, and is really not kinyan kaspo, and therefore that person is a czar and chayim misim de shamayim. Machru Atzmo, maybe based on the irony that I just said earlier, Machru Atzmo has a Kinyan Isser. According to the Ritva that we showed him, everybody has a Kinyan Isser. But at least Machru Bezdin has a Kinyan Isser. The master has a Kinyan Isser in this Eved, and therefore suggests the Minchas Chinuch, he's semi-Kinyan Kaspo. Not enough to allow him to eat Shruma, but he's semi-Kinyan Kaspo, and therefore, I think, says the Minchas Chinuch, that he's not going to be chayim misa b'dei shamayim. This is nowhere in the Rishonim, but this is the Minchas Chinuch's big chiddush that machruhu atzmo, if he eats truma, and if every machruhu atzmo, he would be chayim misa b'dei shamayim. Machruhu bezdin, if he would eat truma, he would just violate, but he would not be chayim misa b'dei shamayim. That's a big chiddush, and he has two columns trying to prove it, but that's the chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch. Good, let's continue now back to our mitzvah, back to the chinuch. That had to do with today's mitzvah, but now we go back to reading our chinuch. Shorash ha-mitzvah, v'kolin yana nechla b'mitzvah kodemis. The whole idea of this mitzvah is included in the previous mitzvah. Ki tam yisur mibnei shenechshu kumozar. That's the language that the Minchas Chinuch just picked up on. Because the toshav and sachar are considered like a czar. It sure sounds like you'd get misa b'nei shemayim. The chinuch would have to be mechalik and have to explicate it if he didn't think so. Because as we said, a toshav here means schir olam, an eved ivri who had ritzia in his ear and now he works till yovel. V'asachir is schir shanim, but a sachir is someone who's working for 6 years. Where did the language of schir olam come from? If it only means to yovel, why don't we call him a schir yovel? Why do we call him a schir olam? So that's based on the pasuk in Parshat Mishpatim, which is the source of this halacha, because the pasuk says in Chaf Aleph Vav in Mishpatim, V'ratza Adonav Esazno Bamartzeya V'avado La'olam, forever. And Rashi there says forever here doesn't mean forever, it means till Yovel. Doesn't really mean forever. The Meshech Chachma in his own fascinating way says, I could come up with a case that an Eved Ivri Nirtza works forever. What happens if he's an Eved Ivri and he starts being an Eved Ivri, Bizman Shayovel Noheg, Bizman HaMikdash, and then he has Eved, he has a Ritziah done to his ear, and he has 30 years left till Yovel, and then Chorban Abayas happens. Right, boom, no more Yovel. Or maybe even earlier, maybe some of the Shvatim leave. What if Yovel is Paka while you're an Eved Ivri? Says the Neshe Chachma Deir Mishpatim, he stays an Eved Ivri La'olam. So you see, the Torah maybe is alluding to that. This is classic Meshech Chachma, taking the text Kipshuto, that the text is teaching me a halacha and hinting to a halacha, even though Chazal understands it differently. Kibon said, "Ain't of every knowing El Bezman Shayovel knowing me Paka Avduso. How will his avoda be Paka?" So he said, "Imo Haya Hayovel Shenivtal Hayovel Nishar Eved LaOlam Kol Chaye HaAdon. As long as the Adon is alive." So forever in the life of the Adon, he stays an Eved. Okay, let's talk about a couple of other halachas relating to eating truma of a zar. The Minchas Chinuch here says in Oz Dalid, picking up on what he discussed yesterday, Vim Isha Zara Achal Truma Bishoge. His question is, and then we'll go back to talk about the broad issue, what happens if a woman eats truma Bishoge? So the question is, Mashakana Isha, Kansa Isha, Kana Baila. The woman and halacha doesn't have her own bank account. That's her husband's. Does the husband have to pay, again, if she ate it b'shogeg? As we said at the end of shir yesterday, if a zari shuma b'shogeg, he has to pay the kohanim. And he has to pay even an extra 25%. He has to give chomesh. That's if he eats it b'shogeg. So the question is, if a woman eats it b'shogeg, does the husband have to pay for her? Or do we say no? We have a concept in Hezek, in Baba Kama, the Mishnah says if a woman is mazik somebody, so then, tough luck. If she eventually gets divorced and becomes an almana, that she has to pay. But right now, her assets belong to the husband. So the husband doesn't have to pay for her. But what about in this case, asked the Minchas Chinuch? Here, as we said at the end of shir yesterday, the payment is what's called kapara. Kapara money. It's not just mamon. It's halachically defined as kapara. So it could be, suggest the Minchas Chinuch, that if a woman eats truma b'shogeg, the husband will have to pay. That is his chiddush. So put this on the list. We didn't explicate this yesterday, but we're going to do it right now. There was a big discussion in Ksubis, on Daf Lamed, in Tosfos, the fact that truma, the tashlume truma, when I have to give the kohen fruit because I ate truma b'shogeg, that payment is not called mamona in halacha. It's a tashlume kapara, not tashlume mamon. And that's why the Minchas Chinuch quoted yesterday what Tosfos says there in Ksubis Daf Lamed, the kohen can't be mochel. What if the kohen says, nah, don't worry about it, keep it. Doesn't matter, he can't be mochel. Because I need a kapara. And if you don't get it, so I didn't get the kapara. It's not like I just owe you something. It's mitzidi, it's mitzad the nosei, not mitzad the makabel. So that was one nafkamina we had yesterday. The kohen can't be mochel. Right here, the Minchas Chinuch quotes a second nafkamina. Eishes, a woman who is a zara who ate, does the husband have to pay? So because it's kapara, says the Minchas Chinuch, he would have to pay. Even though other obligations that she has, he doesn't have to pay. And it's just whether if she gets divorced or becomes widowed, she would have to pay. But Minchas Chinuch quotes it as a second afkamina. Tosfos there, in Ksubas Daf Lamed, quotes a couple of other points. He says, first of all, Kimle b'drabamine. Would Kimle knock out the chiyuv? Let's say, as I ate shruma, b'shogeg, I was violating an aveira that's chayav misa. So says Tosfos, if it's kapara, Kimli wouldn't knock it out. Kimli only wipes out chiyuve mamon, but it does not wipe out chiyuve kapara. A third, right? So we had Baal b'shvil ishto, we had mechila, we had Kimli, and just one other. What happens just see if I could find it. The end of Tosfos discusses, when is the kapara finished? Is it when I'm mafresh? Or when I give it. It could be, suggest Tosfos at the end, the Kohen cannot be mochel, you are being mafresh. Taking away and designating something as tashlumei truma. But once you designate it, even before giving it to the Kohen, that might be enough for kapara. The hafrasha, not the nesina. So it could be he just can't be mochel the hafrasha. But once the hafrasha is done, it could be that he can say, okay, now you can keep it, maybe just sell it to a Kohen. Because it has the status of Truma. But anyway, those are a couple of nafkaminas, but the Minchas Chinuch here adds on one more in Os Dalet. Then in Os Hey, the Minchas Chinuch again talks about an important issue. We know normally when there is something that is usher to eat, it's only usher for me to eat a daraisa, kiderach achilaso, in the normal way. If I eat something in an unusual way, shelo kiderach achilaso, that is not usher daraisa. Let's say somebody gets an IV of tarfus. So then that is not usher daraisa, because that is shelo kiderach achilaso. Says the Minchas Chinuch, Lechora, I would say, on the second line of Osei, the Lechora Nira, the Truma Dina Kachal Yisur and Shabbat Torah. Dino Chayav Aleim Shalok Nerech Achiloso, Dechsin Be'achilo. Pashas, this is like all Yisuri Achilo in the Torah. The problem is, though, that he says, why is it that the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Pei, requires a pasuk to teach me that if you eat truma in an achila gasa type of way, you're totally, totally stuffed, and now you're eating it, so it's not halachically called an achila in halacha. You need a pasuk to tell me that if you eat truma like that, you're putter. But that's shalok derech achilaso. That's not the normal way of eating. And this doesn't mean that you're almost full, but you still have some room for dessert. This means you're totally full. If you eat something else, you're going to throw up. If you eat truma then like that, that in halacha is called shalok derech achiloso. So ask the Minchas Chinuch, if truma is like all the other isurim, so why do I need a pasuk to tell me that I'm putter from paying a chomesh, from paying if I eat a peshogeg, if it's just normally shalok derech achiloso? So he says, maybe it's like what the Shagas Aryeh says. The Shagas Aryeh, in the next column, Alkein Efshar Lomar, the Shagas Aryeh says that, for example, on Yom Kippur, if I eat something shalok derech achiloso, I'm still chayiv. Because the Torah doesn't say, don't eat it. Lo tochal. The Torah just says, afflict yourself. It doesn't have the verb achila. And therefore, by Yom Kippur, suggests the Shagas Aryeh, it doesn't matter how you eat it. It's just a question of affliction, which is result-oriented. If you got it in you, even if it's shalok derech, it's going to be Usher. So says the Minchas Chinuch, maybe the same thing is here. By the cases of eating truma b'shogeg, it says lo socha, lo socha. Today's mitzvah. Toshar gom sachi lo yocha kodesh. But those gemaras are talking about paying a chomesh. What's the source in the Torah of eating truma b'shogeg? The pasuk is Perech Haveis, pasuk Yudalid. It is not in the form of don't eat. It just says ish ki yochal kodesh. It's telling the story of what happened. It doesn't say lo tochal. So maybe that's why, by eating truma b'shogeg, you might have thought that you would pay even shalok derech achilaso. That's why you need the pasuk to exclude a case of achila gasa and mazik, because similar to what the Shagas Aryeh says by Yom Kippur, maybe that's the same thing here. By eating truma b'shogeg, it doesn't say specifically don't eat. If somebody eats, so that's a big chiddush to be machalik between those two phrases, but it says, suggest the Minchas Chinuch, if it doesn't say befeirush lo tochal, so then maybe one is not chayiv, and one would be able to be chayiv shalok derech achilaso without the pasuk. He says at the end of paragraph Ach, he says, this is what I think, but, you know, I don't have time to learn it bi'iyun right now, and therefore I'll have to come back to it. So we should all be zocha to be on the Minchas Chinuch non-bi'iyun level in our iyun level. Okay, so other issues that come up in the Minchas Chinuch, maybe just one other, he discusses in Os Yud Gimel, he discusses Bikurim in Os, in the other Osos, he discusses other issues. Just to mention one more, and that is, there is a concept of being Matir Neder. As we know, uprooting one's neder. So the Gemara already says, but the Rishonim really elaborate, could you be Shoel on your Hafresh's Truma? Because Hafresh's Truma is like a neder. Could you be Shoel? Let's say if somebody eats Truma by accident or on purpose, what happens if they're then Shoel on their neder so it ends up not being Truma in the first place? So that's a discussion that Minchas Chinuch has in Os Yud Gimel, where he says, in a Chinami, it could be, the Rav has to know, if the guy eats Truma, you know, does he want to be, change this from the status of Truma or not? It wants to be careful, because if it's not Truma, then what was it? Tevel? That's also Chayim Misa B'dei Shemayim. So does it really help you? So you have to know exactly, what you're involved in and what you're eating and what you're going to the Rav to ask him to do, because you don't want to run into more problems than you have at first. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll continue the Shem in the Fear next time with 282, with the mitzvah of the Isser of Arel eating Truma.